people over, but should be okay. Tonight we're going to be starting one of the most important parts of daily davening. It's one of the most important parts halachically, hashkafically, as the Gemara makes a very, very bold statement that anyone who says Tehillah LeDavid three times a day, you're guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. If you say Tehillah LeDavid, the 145th chapter of Tehillim, three times a day, you are guaranteed to be a person of the who's going to be in the world to come. There's actually a girsa that just says, whoever says Tehillah LeDavid every day, not even three times, just once. What is Tehillah LeDavid? What part of davening is Tehillah LeDavid? We don't refer to it commonly as Tehillah LeDavid. We refer to it by the first word of the tefillah known as the Ashrei. We know that Ashrei is not the beginning of the parak of Tehillim. In fact, if the first two psukim, Ashrei Yoshev Yisachod Yaluch HaSela, Ashrei Yom Shekachalo, Ashrei Yom Shehashem Elokov, those are in fact two different psukim from other prakim that are appended to the beginning of the perek known as Tehillah LeDavid. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Daled Amud Beis, that makes this astounding claim about Tehillah LeDavid asks, why? Why is what we refer to as Ashrei so significant? And we know that halachically, if a person is running late to Minyan, and when you get to Shul, you realize that you're going to have to skip to be able to daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, public prayer. So we know that you're supposed to skip a lot of things. Ashrei is one of the last things to skip. Some say that it's Baruch Sha'amar Ashrei Yishtabach is the bare bones of all of Psukei DeZimra. And we know that Baruch Sha'amar is the opening bracha to Psukei DeZimra. Yishtabach is the ending bracha to Psukei DeZimra. So it seems that Ashrei is the body of Psukei DeZimra. It's the main perek of Tehillim that we say, the main tefillos that we say is part of Psukei DeZimra. We pointed out that some argue that Yehi Chavod is in fact, all it is an intro to Ashrei. That Yehi Chavod is just the introduction to the tefillah of Ashrei. That you can't just go into Ashrei. See, Yehi Chavod gets us ready in terms of understanding the greatness of Hashem, understanding Hashem's control. And then when we come to, meaning, so Yehi Chavod is about Hashem. And that's why, you know, trying to understand Hashem. And that's why we say Hashem's name so many times in Yehi Chavod. And Ashrei is how Hashem relates to us. And the Gemara says that the greatness of Ashrei is seen in the fact that it follows the Aleph Beis system. We know the letter Nun is missing. And as we learn through Ashrei, we will come to why the letter Nun is missing. But we know it follows an Aleph Beis. And that shows when a perek is written with Aleph Beis, it shows that this perek really represents a certain all-encompassing nature. That this goes from, you know, like A to Z, you know, like, oh, he covered everything from A to Z. So when a perek of Tehillim goes from Aleph to Tav, it means that this perek encompasses really everything. But the Gemara says, but one second, there are a few other perekim that also follow the Aleph Beis, right? One of my favorite perekim, LeDavid B'Shano, says Tamal L'Fin Avi Melech, V'Yigayir She'u V'Yelech. We know perek Lamed Dalet of Tehillim, that's part of Psukei DeZimran Shabbos, one of my favorite perekim of Tehillim that also follows an Aleph Beis system. So it can't be the fact that Tehillah LeDavid, that Ashrei, follows an Aleph Beis system is the reason why, if you say it three times a day or even once a day, Muftach Lo Shubin Olam Haba, you're guaranteed a place in the world to come. So the Gemara then says, but it has something else. It has a theme of Poseach Es Yadecha, U'maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. We know halachically that Pasuk is very significant. Poseach Es Yadecha, Hashem, you open up your hands, U'maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. And you satisfy the desires of every little thing, right? So that idea, that theme that Hashem sustains all of life, that also is found in other places in Tehillim. Poseach Es Yadecha is a beautiful pasuk. It really gets to the heart of the matter. But there are other similar psukim. So the Gemara answers, you know, this parak has both. This parak has both the idea that it's all-encompassing about Hashem and his relationship to us, and a person who says Poseach Es Yadecha, that pasuk really cuts to the heart of the matter that really everything is from Hashem. And that Hashem takes care of everything. And obviously, there are people that have wants and people that have needs and people that are lacking. But the idea from A to Z is that since the beginning of creation to the end of history, you know, Hashem is the one that's guiding. Hashem is the one that's making sure needs are met. And halachically, even just that pasuk, Poseach HaSedecha, is very significant. We said halachically, Ashrei is significant, that if you're running late and you're going to have to skip some things, so you're allowed to skip almost all of Psukei Dezimra, except for the opening bracha, Bar Shamar, the ending bracha, Yishtabach, and Ashrei. The pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha, if a person says Ashrei, runs through Ashrei, and you don't have kavanah for Poseach HaSedecha, Hashem, you open up your hands. Sfaradim have a minhagim of opening up their hands wide. Right? I once heard a very distinguished Rav, Sfaradic Rav, Rabbi Eli Mansour, he said, you know, people think the wider they open their hands, well, I'm about to knock a picture off my shelf, oops, the wider they open their hands, the more shefa, the more divine benevolence Hashem pours down on them. But there are many that they kiss their fingers, they open up their hands like Hashem, Poseach HaSedecha, open up your hand, I'm opening up my hands to receive from your open hands. That if a person says it without kavanah halachically, you're supposed to go back to Poseach HaSedecha from there and go to the end of Ashrei. So it's interesting, like so much so, you have to have kavanah that if you run through that pasuk without kavanah, you got to go back. It's not a good recitation of Ashrei. So we see halachically, it's incredibly, incredibly significant. But what is it about this perek? Again, is it some magic talisman? Obviously not. We're not just saying it's some incantation, this perek of Tehillim. You just say this perek of Tehillim and you have a very special protection. That's not what it is at all. But what is it? So I wanted to quote from you, Rabbeinu Bachya, Rabbeinu Bachai, excuse me, on Chumash. So he says actually in Parsha Tzav, not in this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, in the Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos Parsha, he says, what does it mean that a person who says Ashrei three times a day, you're guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba or Tihila L'David? He says, because when you say these Psukim, you're misponing, you should be meditating and contemplating the idea how everything really is from Hashem. And you'll be mechazik the libo be'emunas Hashem yisparach v'avodaso u'bezeh yirash chai olam haba. That Rabbeinu Bachai says that when we say this perek of Tehillim with kavana, when we're misboning, when we contemplate deeply on this perek of Tehillim, you can see, really, again, from A to Z, you can see how Hashem runs everything. Hashem runs everything. And the Radak Reb David Kimchi says, someone who is misboning, someone who thinks about Yirabon flows, so Yisparach, you'll see the wonders of God. When, as long as you think about what this perek really means, and that's what we're going to do. You know, I'm a little bit nervous because we took four shiurim to say Yehi Chavod. This one could be significantly longer. I hope not. I don't want to spend 12 shiurim on Ashrei. But really, every pasuk in Ashrei, every pasuk has incredible meaning to it and incredible depth to it. And in fact, I wanted to just point out one more broad comment about this perek from the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, in his commentary on Maseches Brachos, that he says the Ma'ilav Tehila LaDavid, the greatness of this perek, of this praise, by the way, it's the only perek that starts in all of Tehillim that starts with Tehila, Tehila LaDavid, meaning Tehillim, Tehila. That's why there are those who argue that it's the single most important perek in all of Tehillim, which is a very bold statement. But there are Sfarim that write this. There are Sfarim that write, Tehila L'David is the crown, if you will, of Sefer Tehillim. That's why it's a book called Tehillim, and this is the only perek, Tehila, Tehila L'David. And in fact, it's the last perek that David himself is saying, that David himself is singing to Hashem, because the last five prakim are all haluka, right? All the last five prakim, all our haluka, it's calling the whole world to sing to Hashem. So Mefarshim on Tehillim, looking very carefully, point out that Kuf Mem Hei, the parak that, again, that we refer to as Ashrei, Tehillah is in fact known as Tehillah LaDavid. This is the last parak said solely by David, that David himself is sharing his praises of Hashem, and as the cap of David's personal praises to Hashem, the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda writes in Brachos that we see this, David reflecting upon the chesed of Hashem Yisparach in the world, but also in his life. And that itself is a very important thing to think about, because David HaMelech didn't have an easy life. You just read throughout all of Tehillim, and you see that there's a lot of back and forth that David has, that he struggles with. But this Tehillah of David is also, by the way, I don't know that I saw this in Rav Schwab. Maybe it was in the Shrub. I apologize. I'm blanking on which sefer I saw this in. But there are those that point out that in Tehillel David, in Ashrei, you have 11 psukim that talk to Hashem directly, the I and you relationship. And you have, I think there are 11 psukim like that, and there are 10 psukim that refer to Hashem in third person. So really, this is the give and take that David HaMelech had in his relationship with Hashem throughout his life, times feeling incredibly close, but times feeling that he's talking to Hashem from a distance, right? Again, even from the distance, praising, even from the distance, with a sense of understanding, but it's something that we all relate to. It's something that we all know, that there are certain times in our life that we feel very close to Hashem, and there are certain times in our life that we feel a little bit distant, that we're talking to Hashem in the third person, talking about Hashem, because we don't feel that closeness at that time. So that is just a brief overview to Tehillel David itself. And now let's start with the two psukim that are added on before Tehillel David, right? So we first start with Ashrei Yoshev Esecha, Od Yahalelucha Selah. So many wonder, why do we add these psukim? At what point were these psukim added? Already in the time of the Gaonim, you're talking about 9th century, 8th century, already in the time of Gaonim, these two psukim were added to the beginning. In the early Gaonim, we have record that these two psukim were added to the beginning of Tehillim, and also, V'anachnu nevarach kami atav yad olam halleluka, that's added to the end of this perek of Tehillim, right? Because Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi Varcha Basar Shem Kachol Olam Va'ed, then we add V'anachnu nevarach ka me'atav yad olam halleluka. V'anachnu also is taken from a different parak of Tehillim. And so why do we add anything on? So some say it's very interesting. Remember we said how this is the penultimate parak in all of Tehillim, that 145 is the last one of David alone, and it is the most significant of Tehillim. So how does the book of Tehillim start? The book of Tehillim starts with a pasuk, Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halach ba'atzas v'sham v'derech ha'tam lo'amad uv'moshev leitzim lo yashav. It starts with the word Ashrei. The whole book of Tehillim starts with the word Ashrei. What's the last word in the whole book of Tehillim? V'anachnu neverach yah, mi'atav yad olam, hallelujah. Isn't that interesting? The whole book of Tehillim starts with Ashrei and ends with Hallelujah. And this parak of Tehillel David, how is it couched? With what words does what word is the introductory word to this parak of Tehillel David? Ashrei. What's the last word of Tehillel David that we put on as like the bookends? Hallelujah. So there are some mepharshim who point out that although there's great meaning to these psukim in of themselves, there are those that say that those that have put it part of davening, it's been part of davening, again, you could argue from the time of the Gemara, right? Anyone who says it three times a day, we say it in Psukei Dezimra, we say it as part of Kedusha, the Sidra, part of Uvalat Zion, at the end of davening in Shacharis, and then we say it again by Mincha. But we know that this is a parak that's often said, don't forget, we use it as part of Slichos, to introduce Slichos. We say it introducing Ne'ilah. Think about it. Ne'ilah goes Ashrei, then Uvalat Zion, and then into Ne'ilah. So Ashrei has great significance, but those that have formally put it into their place of davening added the pasuk of Ashrei and the pasuk of Anachnu Nevarach Ka to show that this parak is a macro parak. And this perek is a perek that really is describing everything. This is like, a macro of all the ideas of Tehillim can be summarized in this perek. All of the chesed of Hashem, the feeling, the closeness, and yet at the other times feeling the distance. So that's why we put Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. This is why they start with Ashrei and it ends with Hallelujah. It's interesting. The second pasuk of Ashrei, Ashrei M'Shekach Alo, Ashrei M'Shashem Alokov, That is the last pasuk before Tilul David. That's at the end of Kuf Mem Dal. That's at the end of 144. Tilul David is the beginning of 145. So let's just get to the first pasuk of Ashrei. Let's at least learn the first pasuk of Ashrei. We'll see if we get to the second pasuk of Ashrei. But the word Ashrei itself, what does the word Ashrei itself mean? So we know, quoting from the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash Avoda, he points out that the word Ashrei, Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says Ashrei is referring to a person that it's fortunate for you, it's good for you, specifically Ba'olam Hazeh. The Gemara has a drasha, Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh V'tov Lach La'olam Haba. That Ashrecha is Ba'olam Hazeh. That the Lashon Ashrei means, the way Rav Tzadok HaKohen understands, that it's good for you in this world. So Ashrei, Yoshvei Vesecha. Ashrei meaning it's good for you in this world. Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh. It's good for you, it's blessing for you in this world. When what? When Yoshvei Vesecha. When they are sitting, fortunate are those, blessed are those in this world that are sitting in your house. And the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash Avoda, and the Archaim HaKadosh, and many talk about, that this pasuk is highlighting to us just the importance of being in the presence of the Almighty. The idea of Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha just means fortunate are those that are able to be in Hashem's presence. Right? That they're able to be Beveis Hashem. And this is something we spoke about in our pre-Shabbos message, really the last 2 weeks, that listening to Vayakel Pekudei for me and HaChodesh, the Shabbos, was really emotional, because last year this was the first Shabbos that we weren't in Shul. And it's not something we take for granted. Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, Ashrecha Bolam Hazeh Yoshrei Vesecha, to just sit in your house. Right, even the Aruch HaKadosh says, the zechus just to be in the place that is known as the Mikdash Ma'at. What a blessing it is to be able to be there. Even he says, if you're not davening, even if you're not learning, just being Beveis Hashem has Asherecha. You should feel blessed just to be in the presence of a person. You know, sometimes someone that you love, you just want to be near them. You don't have anything to say to them. You have nothing to ask of them. You just want to be in their presence. You just want to be close to them. And Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, so that's how the Yesod V'Shorash Avoda, that's how the Aruch Haim HaKadosh and many others say that the beginning of this pasuk is the significance of this pasuk and what it's telling us at the very beginning is the zechus that we have just to be in the proximity of the Eibishter. Just to be able to be Yoshrei Vesecha, how fortunate that is, that we have that opportunity. But the Sfas Emes takes it further, right? And the Sfas Emes says, he doesn't think, so let's say a person can't get to a shul. Let's say a person doesn't have a shul. So you're not Yoshvei Vesecha? So the Sfas Emes says, a beautiful Torah from the Sfas Emes, the Heilig Geri Rebbe, he says, no. He says, Yoshvei Vesecha, those that dwell in Hashem's house, these are all of those that are focused on doing the Ratzon Hashem, people that are focused on fulfilling Hashem's will throughout their life, wherever they go, they are always considered Yoshvei Vesecha. Such people, the Sfas Emes writes in his commentary on Parshas Kisavo, and again, what the pasuk says, that you should never move from Batei Kenesios in the Medrash and Batei Midrashos. So what does it mean? How can a person be in a shul all day? How can he be a base Medrash all day? So he says, no, the Sfas Emes says, you know what it means? It means a person who's always focused on Hashem, a person who's always thinking of, what can I do for Hashem? What does Hashem want me to do in this situation? That's a person who's always Beveis Hashem. That's what it means. Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, and the Lashon of Yeshiva, right? A Lashon of Yeshiva means dwelling. It means that's where your permanent place is. Remember, again, Yeshiva means to sit, Yoshev. Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, it means that you make it your permanent place. So the Sfas Emes writes, it doesn't only mean those that are sitting literally in Hashem's house. Again, that's a tremendous zechus. And Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu Baruch Hashem, our shuls have been opening up. But this is the idea that a person who's focused on halacha and keeping Hashem's will and bringing nachas ruach liyotzro and thinking about your relationship with Hashem, such a person is as if they're always beveis Hashem. And that's what the Ben Yehoyada says The Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyada, the great Svardi Mekubal and Talmud Chacham in Posek, what he says is that's what a person should be focused on, that wherever you go, you should think that you're Beveis Hashem. Wherever you go, you are in Hashem's house. And, you know, maybe that was one of the lessons we had when we were in our homes for 2.5 months, not being able to be in Shul. The idea that wherever I am is a Beis Hashem to a degree, because I'm going to make my home into place for Hashem. Right, we talked about Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pekudeh. We just finished Bilvavi Mishkanev. Then we spoke about in one of our Parshas years that we're supposed to make ourselves a dwelling place for the Ribon Shalom. Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. You know where the Beis Hashem is. Wherever I am, that is the Beis Hashem, and that's what it means. Ashrei, fortunate Yoshev, wherever you sit, that you're Beveis Hashem. And that's how you should view it. I still remember, I've quoted this often, Rav Simcha Kohen Kuk Shlita, he should live and be well, he should have a refuah, the chief rabbi of Rehovot. For many years, Rehovot only had one chief rabbi. They didn't have a Sephardi, they didn't have an Ashkenazi, they had one chief rabbi, unified, Rav Simcha Kohen Kuk, a great nephew of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. Rav Simcha Kuk is also the Rav of the Churva, officially he's the Rav of the Churva, that's where his family was from. His family grew up in the Rova, then had to leave in 1948, and went back. He is the Rav of the Churva. He actually told me at one of my nieces, Chasana, our family, Baruch Hashem, has a very close and long relationship with Rav Kook. He used to come spend Shabbos at our home in Staten Island. Rav Kook one time invited me to join his kolol in the Churva. It's like a very, very exclusive kolol. And he told me, Chaim, you take a year off from your shul, you come, you learn in my kolol in the Churva in Yerushalayim. I'll open up a spot in my kolol for you. I told him, thank you so much, Harav. I said, you know, we'll think about it, you know. Maybe Mashiach comes off the call of Cook and say, I want a spot in your kol in the churva, you know. But I still remember when I was a young boy, the piece of advice he said, that if you're ever having difficulty concentrating on davening, he said, close your eyes and imagine you're in front of the Kotel. Wherever you are, you're at the Kotel. And it was such a beautiful idea. I remember I was a young boy, maybe I was in sixth grade when I heard this idea from him, this piece of advice he gave me, how to focus on davening. But the idea that wherever you close your eyes, your mamash, you're in the holiest place because you're with Hashem. And that's what the Ben Yoyada says, what the Ben Ishchai says. Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. It doesn't mean you have to be in a shul dafka, certainly not in the Beis HaMikdash, but Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, wherever you're Yoshev, you make it Veisecha, you make that into Hashem's house. And then the pasuk ends, Od Yahalalucha Sela. That Od Yahalucha Sela. More they will praise you. You will be praised. Sela. Sela means generally, you know, like a finishing forever. So Od Yahalucha. More they will praise you. Sela forever. What does that mean? So in the Medrash Rabbah, they have a very interesting, the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Eikev, the very interesting pshat. And he says that those that praise Hashem in this world, that even when, you know, this world is a place where it's very hard sometimes to see the presence of Hashem, but those that are able to praise Hashem in this world, Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, those that can see the Beis Hashem wherever they are, they can make themselves dwell with Hashem wherever they are in this world, whatever is going on, Od Yahalucha Sela. Such people will be able to praise Hashem in Olam Haba. Such people that are the Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, Od Yahalucha Sela. Such people will continue to praise Hashem in Olam Haba. And the Svarno, and we'll just end with this, apologize, it's a little bit, these meaningful tefillah, Shurma, try to keep to 20 minutes or less, I apologize, but just, yeah, the first pasuk in Ashrei, just to understand a little about what this Halig HaPerek is, and I hope, again, the homework is that when we say this, we'll focus a little bit better as we say Ashrei over the next number of weeks, however long it takes to say Ashrei. Our homework is saying Ashrei very, very well. The Sfarno has another beautiful pshat. Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. Those that are fortunate that wherever they are, they're in Hashem's house. Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. That they're focused on the Ratzon Hashem. And whereas the Ben Yoyada, wherever they go, they're the Beis Hashem. Od Yahalalucha Sela. You know what we daven for the Yoshev Veisecha? Od Yahalucha Sela. The Sfarno says that we want more people serving Hashem. Od Yahalucha Sela means that Ashrei, it's great for those, beautiful for those that are Yoshev Veisecha. But Od Yahalucha Sela, Eibishter, we want more people to be serving you. We want people that don't feel that they're in the Beis Hashem. We want the people who feel alienated, Hashem, we want those Jews to feel close. And we want the whole world to feel close to you, Hashem, because we know when Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash will be the Beis Tefillah L'chol Ho'amin. So we say, Asher Yoshvei Secha, fortunate, how good, what good fortune for those that are Yoshvei Secha, that are either in your house, or they're focused on the Ratzon Hashem, so they're imagining they're always Beveis Hashem. But Od Yahalu Chasela, not only will those people continue to praise you, but Hashem, we want more people to praise you. We want the people that Nebuch feel so distant, Hashem, bring them close. The people that Nebuch, Hashem, please, please, those that are suffering, Od Yahalu Chasela, we want more and more and more to be able to praise you. So this is just, again, a pshat in the first pasuk of Ashrei. And this is the pasuk that Chachamim added on to as the Hakdama to get us ready for Tehillah LeDavid. Again, we said Yehi Chavod is a Hakdama, and now we have two final psukim of Hakdama Tehillah LeDavid. The first, starting with the same word that all of Tehillim starts with, focusing on this one Tehillah in all of Tehillim, but also a pasuk with great, great meaning. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha, Od Yahalelu Chasela, how fortunate we are. Wherever we are, we're sitting with Hashem. And Od Yahalelu Chasela, Tefillah Hashem, that so much more, the whole world should recognize your name and sing your song. Have a great night, everyone, and I hope our Ashreis could start now being a little bit just more meaningful. Take care. Have a good night, everyone.